I really don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's one of the good places to come.
It's in the air.
Each Thursday this summer, we're reporting on Boston's long relationship with its harbor. We call it Looking Out, a new view of Boston Harbor. As we've reported in our series, the Boston Harbor is many things to many people, a livelihood, a history book, an environmental challenge. But to a group of local girls, sailing on the harbor is a way to develop a strong sense of self, leadership, and team-building skills. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff followed a group of girls who left their iPods at home to live on a sailboat.
16!
Okay.
It's good.
It's too tight.
Okay, it's been 8 days at sea, and these 13-year-old girls, many of whom had never been on a sailboat before, have mastered the craft of sailing.
Mainsail set.
Mainsail set.
Mary Catherine Horan is at the helm of what they've named the Sisterhood of the Traveling Boat.
So starboard is going to sheet in, and then I'm going to put the helm to the port side so that we go in that direction.
The girls are on a 12-day course run by Thompson Island Outward Bound called Connecting with Courage, and the girls have to reach deep to find courage to live on a 30-foot sprit-rigged catch pulling boat. That's a wooden sailboat with two sails and oars for rowing. At night, they lash the oars across the boat and put mats down to sleep. There is no kitchen, shower, bunk beds, or even private toilet. At the start of the course, when the girls arrive at Thompson Island in their cute shorts and suitcases with wheels, they have no idea what they're really in for. The thing they all fear the most...
Not being able to shower.
Probably not getting to shower.
I don't know, not taking a shower.
But what they don't know is that every night they'll be awakened to take a 45-minute helm watch on the bow of the boat to make sure they aren't hit by an ocean liner.
Let out of it about 50 feet.
They will be scrubbing the decks when the muddy anchor is pulled from the ocean floor.
Letting out 50 feet.
Okay.
And they will be going to the bathroom in front of everyone as the head, or toilet, is tied openly to the main mast. And they will have no contact with home. All these challenges are part of what Outward Bound works into its curriculum to teach these 12 and 13-year-old girls compassion, teamwork, and leadership. Rebecca Legro from Lowell says she's fierce on the ice hockey rink, but admits before the course that she's timid in other parts of her life.
I don't really have much faith in myself. I think I can't do things, but really if I set my mind to it, I can.
After saying goodbye and taking the ferry back to Boston, Rebecca's dad, Ken Legro, says he sent Rebecca on the program because she's at that vulnerable age of 13.
She's also growing up into a young lady, and we're hoping that having maybe a change of pace with people who take her out of her comfort level will maybe bring about a catalyst for some more change.
Ken Legro says his daughter will also get a perspective on the city he never had, even though he grew up in East Boston.
No, I've never been to the islands, and that, in fact, that's one of the things we said to her, is that you're going to see a part of Boston that I've never seen.
Throughout the course, the girls sail from island to island in the harbor. Over time, they're given more control and independence from their two instructors on the boat. They build friendships, have fights, and work it out, and make up clapping games. Research shows girls at the start of adolescence are torn between who they are and what society expects them to be. To connect with their individuality, the girls rotate through important jobs on the boat, such as cook and navigator, and goddess of the day.
I feel like I can talk to people and like they will listen to me, because when I was goddess, people listened to me.
Goddess is like the captain, says Rebecca Legro.
If I just use my voice, other people will too, but I've always been afraid of that, and I've been afraid to be wrong, but now it's okay if I'm wrong, because I can only learn from my mistakes.
8 days into sailing, the girls say they're exhausted. As their skin darkens under the relentless sun and their muscles harden, they start to reflect. Madison Williams is from Baltimore.
Like, every meal you have, you feel more appreciative of it. And every time you get to go to bed, you feel more appreciative of it. You just think everything's more beautiful. And I know I've come to appreciate my family a lot more because I've missed them and everything. And I notice all the things they've done for me.
And for these girls, many of them far from home, the backdrop of Boston always on the horizon is reassuring, says Rebecca Legro.
City's beautiful. That's like my comfort zone. Every time I look at it or when I'm on Anchor Watch, I feel like safe, I guess. Especially at night with all the lights on, it's really nice.
Day 12. The girls are back on Thompson Island, and the dirty sea salt hair, the rowing blisters, and close quarters are now a memory. Their parents are here to pick them up.
Hi, girls!
The parents have had no contact with their preteens for more than a week. The reunion is poignant. Kyler McVeigh jumps like a monkey into the arms of her father, crying.
Did you have fun? Yeah? You missed us?
They all say they are more self-aware and confident, but as they melt into their parents' arms, they're just kids again. And like any group of 13-year-old girls, they have a theme song that represents their experience. It's a Miley Cyrus song, and they've changed the lyrics to fit their time at sea. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Myrov.
To see photos of these young sailors and singers in action, go to our website, WBUR.org.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move.
Special funding for WBUR's summer-long series View of the Harbor provided by Bay State Cruise Company, operators of the Boston to Provincetown Ferry, a summer tradition for 160 years, on the web at ProvincetownFastFerry.com.